I want to welcome you to season 5 of Agent of Change. And we are in this season and we are having a theme which is called Finding Yourself. Now, what we are trying in this journey of finding yourself is trying to make you find the real you and finding how can you discover the real you. Now, in this episode number 6, we'll be talking about something which is very crucial, or something which most of the people these days are ignoring and is very important to our everyday life, which is maintaining a healthy diet, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. How can I become myself if I am not even treating myself well? How can I find myself if I don't even check what I consume? How can I find myself if I don't check what I hear or what I see? So in this episode number 6, we want to talk about finding yourself. And we believe that when we are done with this episode, you will be able to discover who you are and finding yourself. Now, the most important element to lead or practice for a healthy life is staying healthy. Or the most important element that you can practice in life is being physically fit. But not only being physically fit, but also become emotionally fit, also become socially fit, also become mental fit. Most of the time we focus on being physically fit, we forget about our emotions, we forget about our social well-being, we forget about our mental well-being. Now, maintaining a healthy diet or a healthy lifestyle does not only correspond to eating, to what you eat, but it also corresponds to how you socialize, your emotions, your mental health is very important. You might be eating well, but you might not be well mentally. You might be eating well, but emotionally you are dying. You might be eating well, but socially you are dying. You don't socialize at all. Now, healthy habits that are like, okay, an example, a healthy habit like brushing your teeth twice a day and washing your hands before meals can help you keep yourself healthy. It is some of the small things that we tend to ignore at most of the time. Some of the small nuggets that we ignore most of the time. Most of the time, people only brush their teeth once in the morning. They only wash their hands in evening when they are eating dinner. But they don't wash their hands regularly. The moment you start doing it regularly, you are protecting yourself. You are making yourself healthy. Another thing with young people is that they don't check what they are eating now. Whatever that you are doing now will affect you in the future. Whatever that you are eating now, the kind of health diet that you have planned for yourself now can be of a greater effect when we go to a higher stage or a higher age. When you're growing up, it can have an effect. So checking how we eat, how we do everything that we are doing, how is it affecting us, it's very important. Now, the famous proverb of health is wealth means health is the most important, significant wealth and not money. Health is the most significant wealth and not money. Money can not buy your health. Money cannot buy your health. That's why health is wealth. Now, the real wealth is a healthy diet. The moment you have a healthy diet, the moment you develop healthy habits, such as balanced diet, having a balanced diet yourself, exercising, having regular sleeps, having your own timetable of how you do things. The moment you do not have a timetable about it, you just do it. Just find yourself eating junk food. Just find yourself eating fries. You just find yourself eating oily food. Those things can be of greater effect when time goes on. You might not see it now, but it will develop. And the moment it develops, it will be late. Why not save yourself now while you still have that chance to do it? Why not save yourself now while you still have that opportunity to do it? Now, when wealth is lost, nothing is lost. But when health is lost, something is lost. Because your health cannot be bought. Now, you cannot enjoy wealth if you are not in good health. The moment you are not in good health, your wealth means nothing. So you need good health in order to have enough wealth or in order to enjoy your wealth. So many people, they spend their health gaining wealth and then have to spend their wealth to regain their health. There are so many people who are waking today who are in need of wealth, but they are risking their health. When they've gotten the wealth, they are now using the same wealth that they were risking their health for to regain the health again. It is a very useless cycle. What is the point of risking your health to gain wealth? Of risking your health to gain wealth? It's better you fix up your health in order for you to enjoy your wealth, because you can't enjoy your wealth without a good health. Now, every human being is the author of his own health or disease. Every human being is the author of his own health or disease. People create their own health and people create their own disease. People are the one who are responsible for the diseases that they have. Because most of the diseases that we have, we create them ourselves. And most of the health habits that we have, we also create them for ourselves. Now I'm saying, look towards the future. Look at what the future has for you. Are you in the right state of health to enjoy the future that you are in? Or you can change from today and say, I'm going to start to have a healthy habit. I'm going to start to live a healthy lifestyle. I'm going to start to be responsible for what I consume, what I put inside my mouth, what I see with my eyes, what I hear with my ears. So I'm going to start to be responsible to that part. Now, take care of your body, because it is the only place that you live in. You will never live in another thing. You only live in your own body. Now, take care of it, because that's the place where you live in. Now, exercise is a choice. For you to exercise, you can decide for yourself. But eating the right food is a must. Check what you eat. Check what you consume. Check how you do your things. Is it leading you to a healthy lifestyle, or is it leading you to a wasted wealth trying to regain your health? It is time for you to check those small things. It is the small details that matters. It is the small things that matters. So I'm saying to you today, maintain a good health style. You might start it and not maintain it, but start it in order to maintain it. And maintain it until the end. Join me again next Saturday at 1 o'clock. We always have these episodes Saturdays at 1 o'clock. We are available on YouTube, on Instagram, and on podcast. Turn on your podcast and listen to this episode. And we are saying we are in season 5, and we are saying we are finding ourselves, finding who we are, finding what we were made of, finding how we can change ourselves. And we are saying, in this episode number 6, we were talking about maintaining a health diet, a good health diet. And I'm saying thank you. Let's meet next Saturday.